Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, October 13th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific has cut the ribbon on a new $425 million Dixie tableware facility in Jackson, Tennessee. Also making headlines this past week, Atlantic Packaging Products Limited announces the opening of its new manufacturing plant in Hamilton, Ontario. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Canton, North Carolina. Canton mill sale in limbo due to a storm. Pact of Evergreen has sued the prospective buyer. Pact of Evergreen is suing the potential purchaser of its Canton Mill property, trying to force the sale to completion and saying the purchase agreement remains legally binding. That purchaser, E.J. Spiritus Group and Two Banks Development, backed away from the closing of the sale on the Canton site immediately following record flooding by Hurricane Helene on September 27th. Now, Pact of Evergreen has turned to the courts to ensure that the terms of the purchase agreement are followed. The complaint was filed in Delaware against Two Banks Development, LLC, and E.J. Spiritus Group, LLC. Two Banks is a corporation formed by Spiritus owner Eric Spiritus as part of the purchase and development of the mill property. Pact of Evergreen also operates under the name Blue Ridge Paper Products, the company it purchased that was the former owner of the Canton Mill. Quote, Spiritus was first notified Pact of Evergreen on September 26 that they refused to close without major changes to the fully negotiated and signed agreement. Pact of Evergreen wrote, "We are pursuing all legal avenues to enforce our rights to ensure Spiritus is full, that they fulfill their obligations to complete the transaction," end quote. By Thursday, September 26th, in Haywood County, North Carolina, water levels were rising as Hurricane Helene was zeroing in on western North Carolina, with the majority of the rain falling through the night. About midday Friday, the Pigeon River broke all flood records, engulfing much of Canton and most of all of the paper mill property. Photos of the mill appear to indicate that the September 2024 storm has damaged the property, including the wastewater treatment plant. As of today, almost 2 weeks after the storm, that treatment plant is not operating properly. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dayline Helsinki. Store Enso announces opening of production unit for dry molded fiber. Paul Pack licensee Store Enso announces the opening of a groundbreaking dry molded fiber production unit in Skien, Sweden. The facility is the largest and most advanced of its kind, marking a significant milestone in sustainable packaging technology. Production is set to begin in the fourth quarter of 2024 after successful large-scale testing. Store Enso's Skien production unit utilizes Pulpak's innovative dry molded fiber process to produce high-performance formed fiber products such as cup lids, designed to replace traditional plastics in food and beverage packaging. Unlike conventional wet forming, the dry process reduces water and energy consumption significantly, thus offering an even more sustainable manufacturing method for fiber-based packaging. Additionally, any excess material is captured and reused, ensuring a circular process with minimal waste. Now, at the heart of this innovation is the advanced technology developed by Pulpak, the leading company in the field. Their dry molded fiber technology provides efficient production at high speeds, enabling Store Enso to meet growing market demand for fully renewable, recyclable, and biodegradable fiber-based packaging solutions. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Jackson, Tennessee, Georgia Pacific cuts the ribbon on new $425 million Dixie tableware facility in Jackson, Tennessee. Georgia Pacific officially opened its new Dixie tableware manufacturing site in Jackson, Tennessee. Initially announced in September of 2022, the approximately $425 million facility is Georgia Pacific's first new Dixie Greenfield plant building since the Bowling Green facility in Kentucky opened back in 1991. The plant will produce Dixie and Dixie Ultra products for retail and away-from-home customers, including plates, bowls, platters, and deep dishes. The Jackson plant will significantly increase the supply of disposable tableware products in the marketplace. Site clearing started in November of 2022, with full construction beginning in 2023. Production at the facility began officially in June of 2024. Located on 65 Cardinal Drive, the plant sits on 241 acres in West Jackson and is conveniently located near both I-40 and State Highway 223. There is also access to nearby rail service, all of which are critical to ensure an efficient and effective supply chain, the company said. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here, me, Miles Cohen, reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Skowhegan, Maine. Sappy milk workers in Skowhegan say overtime and proposed health and proposed increase in health care costs prompt a rally. Sappy paper mill workers rallied in Skowhegan this past Tuesday to draw attention to concerns about several proposed changes to their union contracts. Justin Shaw, a pipe fitter and president of the local steelworkers Local 49, says the union is in negotiations for a new three-year contract for about 480 workers, and he says right now it's a work-life balance that we really are struggling with, he said. Now, the sticking points are the company's proposal to have workers pick up additional health insurance costs, mandatory 24-hour shifts, and a proposed change to their earned time off. Fewer and fewer workers are juggling more duties, setting up the potential for quote-unquote fatal mistakes that could lead to workplace injuries or accidents on local roads, union leaders said. The union voted on September 20th to authorize a strike, but they hope it doesn't come to that, Shaw said. In response, the company issued a statement saying that they have offered the union competitive wages. The company also said it disagrees with the way the union is describing overtime and time off benefits. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Helsinki. UPM Fibers plans measures to safeguard profitability and starts change negotiations in Finland. UPM Fibers plans measures to increase efficiency and safeguard the profitability of its operations in Finland and has started change negotiations in its Fiber Finland operations. The planned measure includes the possible reductions of 110 positions. That's job cuts, folks. The change negotiations cover approximately 1,600 employees in the UPM pulp operations in Finland, UPM Forest, and UPM Timber. The change negotiations will also include possible temporary layoffs in the UPM pulp operations in Finland and in UPM Timber. The possible temporary layoffs could take place according to the market situation if and as needed between the 1st of January of 2025 and the 30th of June of 2025. Any temporary layoffs could be implemented in stages and could last in total a maximum of 90 days. Dateline Scarborough, Ontario. Atlantic Packaging Products Limited announces the opening of its new manufacturing plant in Hamilton, Ontario. Canadian-owned and operated Atlantic Packaging Products Limited, located in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, is pleased to announce the opening of its newest manufacturing plant in Hamilton, Ontario. This state-of-the-art facility was developed in response to customer need, allowing the company to enhance its ability to provide sustainable, high-quality packaging solutions while expanding capacity to support customer growth. In addition to serving its valued customers, the new plant reflects Atlantic Packaging's commitment to the local community by creating new job opportunities.
Now here comes a quote, quote, Irving Grankowski, chairman of Atlantic Packaging, said this, "We built this facility with our customers in mind. It's not just about expanding our capabilities, but all about being able to respond quickly to our customers' needs and support the growth of their businesses," end of quote. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Europe. Mondi to buy Schumacher Packaging's Western Europe assets for $696 million. Mondi said on this past Wednesday that it agreed to acquire packaging assets of Schumacher Packaging GmbH for an enterprise value of 634 million euros, expanding its corrugated footprint in Western Europe. The company will buy the German Belux and UK corrugated converting and solid board operations of Schumacher Packaging. Belux refers to Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg. The deal is for an enterprise value of 634 million euros, which is 696 million US dollars, which will be financed from Mondi's existing facilities. Mondi said these operations complement its existing network of corrugated plants across Central and Eastern Europe. The acquisition comprises of 7 corrugated converting plants, 2 solid board mills, 4 solid board converting plants, and a partridge in a pear tree. This acquisition, it said, will expand its corrugated footprint in Western Europe and add complementary fiber-based products. Mondi expects the transaction, which is subject to regulatory approvals, to close in the first half of 2025. I was just joking about the partridge in a pear tree, folks. Dateline, Westbrook, Maine. Fire at Sappy Paper Mill in Westbrook, Maine. Westbrook firefighters responded to the Sappy Paper Mill around 4:30 a.m. local time, Wednesday, October 9th, for a fire. Upon arrival, firefighters saw smoke coming from a warehouse on the property, and a paper compactor was also on fire inside of one of the mill's buildings, according to a social media post by Westbrook professional firefighters. Sappy employees were able to help keep the fire under control before firefighters arrived, according to a different social media post by the Westbrook Fire Departments. Firefighters struck an all-hands, which allowed for mutual aid partners to respond and assist. Quote, quick work was made to extinguish and contain the fire to just the compactor and prevented further spread to nearby piles of scrap paper, the Westbrook Professional Firefighters post said. One person was evaluated by EMS. No firefighters were injured, according to the Westbrook Fire Department. The South Portland, and Gorham Fire Departments assisted on the scene, and backfilled Westbrook's stations. Dateline Vancouver. Western Forest Products to curtail lumber production due to weak demand. Western Forest Products Incorporated, a major forest products company based in Vancouver, announced a significant reduction in lumber production for the final quarter of 2024. The company will curtail production at its British Columbia sawmills by 30 million board feet between October and December. For the full year, the total estimated reduction is 90 million board feet, representing 10% of the company's annual capacity. The company cites weak lumber demand, increased U.S. softwood lumber duties, and limited access to affordable logs in British Columbia as the primary drivers for temporary cutbacks. Western's president and CEO, Stephen Hoffer, highlighted the need for government action to support the industry, noting that lumber duties may rise further in 2025. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.